North Zone will play South Zone in the D-League Trophy final, which begins on Friday. The reserve day of their semi-final match against East Zone was abandoned without a ball bowled due to a wet outfield, so the match was decided by the toss of a coin, as per the rules of the tournament. North captain Harbhajan Singh, whose team racked up 591 for 8 after he'd won the initial toss, again called correctly. It is the first time since 2005 the match has been decided by the toss of a coin. A Sri Lankan development 11 were bowled out for 265 on the opening day of their tri-series match against Sri Lanka A. Their captain Laharu Tirumanu was the only man to pass 50 and was left stranded 5 short of his century. He added 79 Nirushan Dikvela for the 5th wicket. Openers Kushal Pereira and Shehan Jayasuriya had earlier put on 56. Kanishka Alvitegala and Nuwan Pradeep took 3 wickets apiece for Sri Lanka A, while there were 2 apiece for Vimukthi Pereira and Dilawan Pereira. A then faced 4 overs in their first innings and closed on 10 without loss. In Australia, Ryobi One Day Cup leaders Victoria have been dealt a further blow following yesterday's defeat to Queensland. They have been docked half a point for maintaining a slow over rate during the match, to being found to be 1 over short at the scheduled end of the Bulls' innings. The news from the county circuit: Surrey have signed current Sri Lanka coach Graham Ford as their new head coach. Ford has signed for 3 years and will leave his current role with Sri Lanka in January, after already notifying him of his intention to leave, originally due to family commitments. And BBC Sport is reporting that veteran batsman David Sales has signed a new 1-year deal with Northamptonshire.